Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I love Halloween. I will be 56 years old in November, and I still love Halloween. I wish I could go trick-or-treating. I wish I had someone, maybe I'll have a grandson or granddaughter one day, and I can go trick-or-treating with them. But I still love Halloween. I love hearing all the music. I like seeing the costumes. I like the pictures on Instagram and Facebook, and like just one of those Halloween, one of those holidays that I love. Solana is changing costumes. He's gone from Little Red Riding Hood to Little Red Riding Hood? What is this? It's another red costume.
Lucha Libre.
Ah, not Nacho Libre from the movies. Jack Black.
Not Nacho Libre. I'm a Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre.
Yes.
A luchador.
El luchador.
El luchador. That's right.
Look at you. And do you have a new costume every hour, or is this going to be it for the costume change?
Every hour. And you know what? I'll push back a little bit on you being such a big Halloween guy, considering you didn't dress up for Halloween.
Actually,
I'm outdoing you today on Halloween. I've got four costumes. What do you have,
Hawk? That is fair. I say I love Halloween, and then I show up my LLB quarter zip. Yeah. But I, in fairness, I just forgot because my son isn't home. Mm. You know, he's at college, and we live in a building. There are no trick-or-treaters. And so I literally just forgot. Lori even said when I was leaving the house, she said, aren't you dressing up for Halloween? And I said, I guess I'm not. So I did not.
Would you like to borrow one of my costumes?
Nah, I'm fine. But I love Halloween. Okay. I really do love the holiday.
Put on the Little Red Riding Hood. Please put on the Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm not putting on that house dress that he has been wearing for a decade that you know probably gets stored in his glove compartment.
It's been in that Publix bag since 2015. I've never washed it one time.
Yeah, you can tell. It is just vile and disgusting. Yeah. We've got a lot to get to. I can start, if you want, with 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I was going to talk about the game last night. That was the plan, and we still can, because there are issues with Mike McDaniel still and with Tua and with the roster. I mean, I made the joke about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine earlier, but like they have – you know, Aronde texted me today, and he said, you know, they could have had two legacy tight ends. I'm sure he's talking about his son. Who's that other, that white guy that's been killing it?
Mason Taylor.
No, not Mason Taylor. Not Mason Taylor. The Indianapolis guy.
Warren. Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren.
Right.
Like, they chose Chris Greer, ostensibly Chris Greer, I'm assuming, chose to risk it with Darren Waller rather than take guys who seem to be slam dunks. And Darren Waller, when he was out there, I mean, it looked like a brilliant decision. But it was risky because he hadn't played in a while, and he's not playing again. Like, it's, you know, so I mean, there's myriad things to talk about when it comes to the Dolphins. I don't know. You know, I thought if they made an in-season change, it would probably be McDaniel, especially now you've essentially got, what, 3-4 extra days, you know, for a interim head coach to come in and get ready for the Buffalo game. It's got to be the weirdest vibe around that facility where you're in the mid, what are they, 2-7?
2-7, yeah. Yes.
2-7. You're in the midst of just a brutally awful season. You just got embarrassed on national TV. Your losses this year, the majority of them, have been embarrassing losses. And now the general manager is gone. The trade deadline's coming up. You've got to assume Mike McDaniel has to feel or appear as dead man walking. Like, it has to be one of the strangest vibes that a team could ever go through. This is a season unlike most professional athletes probably will ever experience.
I'll tell you, the young dudes like Kenneth Grant and all them, they don't know what the hell. Like, they can't see the tea leaves. They don't know McDaniel's getting fired. Like, they just, this is the NFL. It's crazy. This NFL stuff's nuts, man. These people are crazy. Because a lot of them were successful in college and high school and all. The old guys know. The old guys are walking around uncomfortable because they're like, yeah. And some of them been through it already. Yeah, these boy, it's going to be about 80 of y'all here next year if y'all don't see this on the wall. The funny thing, though, with getting rid of Chris Greer, and you're right, and we've been through it, these draft picks and the first round with Austin Jackson, Tua, Noah Igbinoghene, like, we've been through the names. Tyler Warren, you bring up OG. Mason Taylor, too, who's playing well for the Jets. Jason Taylor's son. You can bring up all the – we could have had Andre Johnson at one point. I remember that conversation when I first got on radio. There is zero immediate impact on firing a GM. There's no
– right.
There's no practice change. There's no schedule change. There's no offensive play call change. We're going to watch this same exact team, and the general manager's little nameplate is out of his door. I don't think you're going to see a change in this team because he – I do not remember seeing Rick Schmidt and Jeff Ireland and those guys. I didn't see them during the season. You'll see them once in the locker room after games. They have no immediate impact on what goes on the field or at practice.
But there is nothing you can do to this roster right now that brings about immediate change, Crowder. It's not like the team
is
three
years
and,
away.
It's not like the team is 3-6. And like last season, they were 2-6, but you're getting your starting quarterback back. Maybe you fire a coach. And that kind of brings about, you know, a new intensity and new aggression. There's nothing you can do to this roster at this point that
this is a
does
statement.
Anything.
This is a statement fire. By the way, speaking of statements, here's the actual statement from Stephen Ross today. This morning, I made the decision, along with general manager Chris Greer, to mutually part ways. I have incredible respect for Chris and his family, and I want to thank him for his many contributions to the Miami Dolphins over the past 26 years. As I assessed the state of the team and in my discussions with Chris, it became clear to both of us that change could not wait. We must improve in 2025, 2026, and beyond, and it needs to start right now. Champ Kelly will serve as interim general manager effective immediately, and we will begin our search process for a new general manager. I want to thank Champ for stepping up and his commitment to the Dolphins' success this season. There is a lot of football left to play, and we all need to fight even harder. I have always been and remain committed to building a winning team that consistently competes for championships. I am incredibly proud of our leadership as an NFL organization and our continued commitment to the community, but our performance on the field and our team building process have not been good enough. There are no excuses. I want to thank the fans for their continued support and passion for this team. You deserve a championship caliber team that you can be proud of. There's much work ahead to return the Dolphins to sustained success, and that work begins now, finishing the season strong, evaluating all areas of our football operation, and moving forward with a clear vision of the future.
Beautifully written. Now we got to see the new moves. Yeah. We got to see who that guy is. If it's Champ, if it's not. But I might not have worded it right. The fans that are thinking this is going to change anything, it just doesn't move needles for this season moving forward. That's what I'm saying. To answer your question, like you said, what change can you make? Let Frank Smith call the damn offense. Like, what difference is it going to make? What difference is it going to do? Like, move, change something on the field. That's what I'm getting after. Do something on the field. Change practice. Let somebody write the schedule. Let somebody do some damn walkthroughs so Tanner Connor knows what's going on. Just something to change what I've been seeing for the last couple of years.
You mentioned Tanner Connor again.
Huck, did he do something to your family? Last time. I've heard a quarterback yell somebody's name that many times pre-snap. Tanner, no, Tanner, here.
He either turned down a Crowder Powder endorsement like or the pivot interview.
Something. If this guy has something against Tanner Crowder,
no joke, it doesn't matter. Like, okay, Frank Smith is calling the plays. So what? I don't see how that helps. I don't think the team has quit on Mike McDaniel. I'm not happy with Mike McDaniel. But I still don't think it's gotten to the point where the team has vividly, I don't know if you guys feel differently, but they've quit on Mike McDaniel. I don't think they've gotten to that point.
No, but don't you think that, like, if we're talking, because he's hung up on Tanner Connor, I am hung up on a goal line fade to 5'9 Devon Achane against 6'4 Kyle Hamilton.
But that wasn't the call, man.
You think that was Tua?
That was Tua Tagovailoa, 100%. I heard Mike McDaniel's post-game comments on that play.
Because they showed McDaniel after that play, and he looked... I thought he looked pissed at the way that the play played out.
Perplexed.
But maybe he was perplexed that that was what Tua did.
I heard his comments after the game, and he didn't say that, but he was like, we're extremely confident in that situation, and that's clearly...
It is a ridiculous conversation to have with you wearing that mask.
What?
I mean, Crowder, in my opinion, going back to what you said, this is the message. Hey, roster, young guys, you want to be here next year? We just fired our general manager who picked you. So you want to be here next year? You want to be on an NFL roster, some of you, next season? Lock the F in. Because now you have a 9-week or 8-week tryout for another person that's making decisions. I think this had to be the move. I'm fine if they fire McDaniel too. I wouldn't be surprised if after Madrid, if it gets worse and worse, you lose the next two to Buffalo and then to Washington, you have a bye week in between. I wouldn't be surprised if that move is eventually made, despite reports that they're going to let him ride it out to the end of the season. But Crowder, this has to be the move. Hey, guys on the roster, the guy who selected you did not do a good job. You're not executing. You have 9 weeks to prove to me you belong on my team moving forward.
Yeah, no friends left. This is a performance-based business like it should be. The preparation, I don't know, to your point, son, I don't know if Frank Smith is much better than Mike McDaniel, but the preparation for Tua, whoever didn't, it's double on Hawks play, double problem with me. The guy that run the wrong route, why the hell did he not know what route to run? And then why did Tua's panic go to throw a fade to Devon Achane, who's 5'9"? Like, why isn't there another option in this play structure that Tua's not going to say, oh, he's not open, Devon Achane fade? Like, just big.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Or any other quarterback. I'm just going to do it with my feet. Any other quarterback. This isn't going the way I plan. I'm going to do it with my legs.
They already said, we've heard a lot of people say, they do not encourage him to take off at all. That's why the over-unders are 2.5.
Well, that's okay. Well, encourage him to throw more intentional groundings. When it looked like no one had taken the field yet.
What is he doing there?
That one is infuriating. If you haven't watched that one on social media, Tua and the intentional grounding, and how much space is there to his left, and I don't know what made him decide my best shot here is to just launch the ball into the ground. It was really, really staggering to watch.
The right side of the line does collapse, mm-hmm. and I mean, there's pass rushers getting him.
But you look to the left, there's no one. There's nothing but green.
Not only that, a quarterback rolls out to his left, and he can just chuck the ball into the stands, and it's not intentional.
Speaking
grounding.
About chucking the ball, how about the Hail Mary at the end of the first half when he took a sack? What was that?
I heard people saying it. And who was calling the game?
Herb Street and Al Michaels.
Herb Street. He said it. Like, he kind of joked about it, but he was like, you think Tua might not have thought he could make it that far?
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
It was 50-yard. Hawk, you could throw 47 yards.
But who cares if you couldn't make it that far? Launch it to the 5. Maybe you'll get a PI. Anything but taking a sack?
Well, can I present to you what I wrote down yesterday? Because it dawned on me watching that. If that's what the play is going to end up being.
Only if you wrote it down as lyrics.
If that's what the play is going to end up being. Because Tua knows he can't make that throw. Why not in that instance? Crowder, stick with me here.
Hook and lateral.
Bring in Zach Wilson. Bring in your backup quarterback for that, just for that play. 1 second left on the clock. Bring in the guy who can make that throw just for that one play.
Or bring in Jacoby Brissett and run it up the middle.
But no joke. Why not bring in the backup quarterback for that one play? In basketball, you have guys when you're up one and the other team has the ball with 0.6 seconds left, all they can do is tip it in. And you've got Vlad Goldin, Michael Doliak, Jamal McGlure, who don't get on the court, but they have size and length. You bring them in for 0.6 seconds to defend the rim. That's all they do. Solana, why not bring in the quarterback who can make the throw 50 yards to the end zone so that you don't just take a sack there? What's the point?
I understand your thought process. I don't even have a problem with bringing in Jacoby Brissett to run quarterback sneaks because he weighs 30 pounds more than Tua, and he's big, he's long. He has a better chance of getting those 26 inches, whatever it is. I'm going to take out my $250 million quarterback on 50-yard passes or
right.
more?
Because he can't make the throw.
Well, then he shouldn't be your $250 million quarterback. But you can't acknowledge that on national TV. If it was a 70-yard pass, it's one thing. Like, you're at midfield.
What are they hiding? What are they hiding? Everybody knows. Even Al Michaels, who doesn't know what's going on, knows that that throw.
If you didn't know, you found out after he crumpled to the ground taking a sack.
I mean, what are we hiding him for?
He had plenty of time to launch a ball.
Quarter of a billion dollars you commit to this guy, and we're still worried about how the optics look and the feelings? He can't make that throw. The Dolphins, 14-6 is the score. You have a chance to at least get lucky with a Hail Mary. He can't make the throw.
Get lucky with a PI and then kick a field goal.
You have somebody on the sideline who can make the throw. Bring him in for that one play. That's all I'm saying. Why not?
And you ask why is he still here? Because of last week. 4 touchdowns, 123 quarterback rating. And y'all know Tua's going to have some of those games this year, right? One of these next 3 games, he's going to go out there.
4 touchdowns against Atlanta.
Yeah, 270, 3 touchdowns. He's going to have one of those games, and he's going to have one of these games.
That's got to be why Stephen Ross is so pissed.
Sure.
Man.
I mean, you watched last night. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Yeah. Again, by the way. Again, let's do real quick headlines because Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us, and he covers the Dolphins on a daily basis, so I'm interested to hear what he says. So very quick look at the headlines brought to you by Durrell Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Durrell Hyundai or DurrellHyundai.com.
So the Dolphins interim GM is Champ Kelly, who we learned was the assistant GM for the Las Vegas Raiders. He's been part of the NFL going back almost 20 years now, or exactly.
Somebody tweeted at me and said, Hawk, Champ Kelly was with the Bears when they drafted Trubisky and Fields. Don't allow him any trade power. Well, I don't have a say in the matter.
It's... Text in who you want us to bring in at GM. All your big your big acquisitions we could bring in. It's hard as hell to find a good GM.
Yeah, and you can't do anything during the season, even though, you know, Stephen Ross and his yachts, he'll find a way to meet with anybody. But you can't do anything. Literally. Like they can't coach anybody.
We gotta hire a mover and shaker that's down with getting a little dirty. You know, that's what we need.
Lewis Riddick.
You saw he tweeted the eye emojis?
Yeah, Lewis Riddick. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Been reading the...
Tampering, not tampering. What is that? Let's be honest about
you've
it.
You've been reading the YouTube comments, I see, because there's a Lewis Riddick fandom that is...
Oh, there it is. Robert Higgins says Lewis Riddick.
They want Lewis Riddick as GM and what's his name to be the head coach? The dude that was fired from Tampa for racist emails.
John Gruden. All right.
There you go. Fix the Dolphins.
Chucky will bring some nasty to this team. He's going to cut about half the guys, though.
Stop it. Well, I'm seeing here Colin Coward wants Lane Kiffin. Go get Lane Kiffin. That's what the Dolphins should do, according to Colin Coward.
I wouldn't mind that. That'd be fun, at least.
It'd be fun. It reminds me so much of Cliff Kingsbury, though.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Because Lane Kiffin had a run in the NFL. Wasn't it for the Raiders?
It might have been for the Raiders.
I think it was for the Raiders.
Yep, Raiders.
You know what? I think I'm the only one that's going to say this. Maybe I'll die on this hill, but I wouldn't mind Cliff Kingsbury. Went really bad for him in Arizona. I get that. But goes to Washington, turns Jaden Daniels in his rookie season into a Pro Bowl quarterback, goes to the NFC Championship game. I mean, isn't that what you do? You fail as a head coach, you go become a coordinator, you get another opportunity if it goes well for you as an OC. I wouldn't mind Cliff Kingsbury.
I have no problem with Cliff. I'm just think when you said that name, he had what's Itchy Bitchy Spider in Arizona? The quarterback.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, who's very athletic. Then he went and got another very athletic Jaden Daniels. What kind of offense is Cliff going to run with Tua in the pocket? He can't move.
Hear me out. Bill Parcells.
He was lazy 10 years ago, Hawk. What is he going to do now?
Brian Flores would be so funny. It really would be hilarious if Brian Flores was brought back to be the head coach.
I think it would be really funny if Brian Flores, when he finds out it's John Gruden who sends racist emails. I want a camera on Brian Flores when he hears the announcement of John Gruden.
By the way, so much for this entire conspiracy theory that Ross would never fire Greer because Greer's got skeletons in the closet.
That was the dumbest thing people would go, oh, he would never fire Chris Greer until the Flores lawsuit is over. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's going
place. Dolphins Twitter told me he'll never fire Chris Greer. It's not going to happen. Trust me. I know. Okay.
Good Bill call. Cower. Dave Wannstedt.
Hey.
Huh?
Man. Ollie Gore is going to be so tired.
Adam Gase 2.0.
No, hell no. No, no, no.
Cam Cameron.
I will punch you in the head. The Dolphin thing ruined his football life. I don't think he coaches anymore.
Al Golden.
Mm-hmm. He's had a good run as OC.
Mario Cristobal.
I like him at UM.
All right.
Cristobal, and then he drafts Carson Beck. Boom.
No, Reuben Bain.
Reuben Bain.
Boom. Turn him into a quarterback. All right, real quick on the headlines because I want to have enough time with Perk.
Okay, Reuben Bain. The Heat did lose yesterday. They're going to play on Sunday. They play the Lakers. No LeBron because his ass hurts. The Hurricanes do play tomorrow at SMU. That is a noon kickoff tomorrow. We'll get to some more college football scheduling coming up later on in the show. World Series, Game 6 tonight back in Toronto.
All right.
That is at 8 p.m. Your weather right now in South Florida, partly cloudy, but a gorgeous afternoon, man. It's like perfect trick-or-treating weather. It was perfect football weather last night. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Last night, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys was trick-or-treating.
Play that song, Jimmy.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it and molded by it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change.
Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Chris Perkins on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Perk, you've covered this team for a long, long time. I think there were several moments this season that were embarrassing enough to necessitate changes, but nothing happened. And last night, finally, Stephen Ross, I guess, reached a boiling point. So what's your take on the mutual parting between Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins?
My first take is Greer was fired. My second take is, why is Mike McDaniel still there? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, maybe it's because Steve Ross really likes him. Maybe it's because there's not a better choice for interim head coach on this staff. But, man, if they don't take a broom to the duo of Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, something's wrong. It would be so Dolphins to do this piecemeal once again.
And what happened? What's happening with the coach? What's happened with the preparation, Perk? Just – ill-prepared to play, penalties, pre-snap penalties, unneeded timeouts, coming out of half. I saw the other day, I was watching the Chiefs game. They scored 6 out of 8 times they scored on the first drive of the second half because they made adjustments. Like, you can't put that on Chris Greer. This team doesn't look prepared for some of these games.
No, you're right, Ken. And look, this is a situation where I had a column written this morning. I was like 2 minutes from filing it that said Mike McDaniel era is a failure. And then the Chris Greer thing came up. And so I had to scrap that column and write a new column on Chris Greer. But, you know, the Dolphins, they go through these stretches under Mike McDaniel of where they get figured out and they just get in this extended funk. Y'all realize this is the 6th 3-game losing streak under Mike McDaniel. 6th. Like, Baltimore and Buffalo have, Baltimore has had a 3-game losing streak and a 4-game losing streak in the McDaniel era. Kansas City has not had a 3-game losing streak. Buffalo has not had a 3-game losing streak. The Dolphins have had 6, and they had the 5-game losing streak in 2022 also. They just get in these funks of penalties and turnovers and boneheaded mistakes, blown coverages. Like, how many of those touchdowns last night were wide open? They just have these extended periods where that they can't get out of, that they just do boneheaded things, and that's where we're at right now. It's another 3-game losing streak.
We're going to disconnect Perk real quick here, and we're going to reconnect via the phone because we have a bad connection with him. So we'll just take him on the phone line because we were trying to do video as well, but it's a little too echoey and hollow there. So we'll disconnect him for one sec. We'll reconnect on the phone, and we will reconvene with Chris Perkins and continue our coverage here of Chris Greer being let go. He said there, whether you could hear it or not at the beginning, he said Chris Greer was fired. He doesn't take it as to be a mutual decision, which I think everyone agrees, unless if you're Chris Greer and you've had conversations with Stephen Ross, you know, leading into last night's game, just based on everything this season, like, hey, you know, we're going to have to make a change at some point. Like, Chris Greer is not unaware. He knows what's going on. It is possible that after the game last night, Chris Greer calls him and says, hey, if you were ready to make that change, like, I understand it. So in that aspect, it would, you know,
oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? Where it could be considered to be mutual, and I'm sure the payout has something to do with it. Mutual. We're reconnected with Perk on the phone here. Sorry, Perk, but we had a bad connection there, and I wanted to make sure that we were able to hear everything that you had to say. When Mike McDaniel's still here, I said to Crowder earlier, like, it's going to be a strange vibe at that facility, right? Where the GM is gone in the middle of the season. The head coach has to feel like dead man walking. The players don't know if they're going to be here next Tuesday. They don't know who's going to be making a decision on their future. They know the season's been an abject failure. Like, that's a really weird situation for these players to be in, no?
Oh, yeah. I'm players, assistant coaches, everybody. Everybody's going to be wondering, what the heck do I have to do to stay here, or is it inevitable that I'm going to be canned, just like Chris Greer was? So I don't know how the vibe is going to be next week when we go out there, but I'm sure that everybody is just going to be looking at each other going, what the heck is going on around here? Like, who fires the GM without firing the coach mid-season? It's just another Soul Dolphins thing. And, you know, Dave Hyde, you know, got confirmed that McDaniel will be here at least through the end of the season. So it doesn't look like a coaching change is inevitable here. It looks like they're just going to see what happens the rest of the season and then go from there. But man, I would just find it so hard to believe that Mike McDaniel would survive this this change at this point. It seems to me like you just do a complete rebuild and proceed like that, and not just do the piecemeal rebuild like it looks like right now they might be considering.
And Perk, what is Champ Kelly's, what's his responsibility over these next, you know, whatever it is, 9 weeks? Can he make moves? Because if he's not going to be your GM, you shouldn't have him, you know, building the groceries again. Like, they put him in place. I know he's been here for a while. I found out today he's been here since March. But what's his responsibilities moving forward?
I'm going to guess that he's got full GM capabilities, or else, you know, why have him in there? So I would guess that, you know, and look, I don't think that he's going to be authorized to make wholesale changes and you know, trade away Jalen Waddle and Devon Achan, but I think that he would be able to trade some players such as Bradley Chubb or Matthew Judon or maybe even Jalen Phillips. I would think that he's pretty much got full GM capabilities within reason, of course. Within reason, that's a strange phrase to apply to the Dolphins, right? if we applied reason, Mike McDaniel wouldn't be there.
There's been nothing reasonable about this team the entire season.
Nothing.
Hey, but Perk, to that point, we're all kind of expecting McDaniel to do what any coach would do who feels like his job is perhaps under pressure, or he's under pressure of losing the job, which would be play the best players available, right? But I think that's where it becomes difficult, where – you want to see what guys could potentially become good players in the future, but you have a head coach who's saying, no, I'm trying to win games. Would Mike McDaniel perhaps reconsider that approach just because he wants to potentially lean into a new regime and be here long term? Like, I know it's easy for him to say, I'm playing the best players, but maybe he's going to say, hey, I'll help you, Stephen Ross. I'll help you, Champ Kelly, evaluate some of the newer, younger players, even if it means I'm losing more games as a head coach.
You know what, Solana, is interesting, because I don't know how much lower you can go on the totem pole. And what I mean is, they're already playing younger players. Like, they had changed philosophies coming into the season from the win now to the draft and develop thing. You know, they're going to win with youth and draftees. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of these younger players out there playing. Well, that and injuries. But, I mean, you're already playing, you know, Kenneth Grant and Jonas Abaynaya and Jordan Phillips and Dante Trader and Jason Marshall Jr. and Taj Washington, Malik Washington. Like, there's not a whole lot of guys that you can go to on the bench, you know, draftees that you can say, let's see what this guy can do. We're seeing it already. So, you know, I would think that Mike McDaniel is going to do his best to win with the young players and the draftees, because that was the plan last time we had checked with them. I don't see why they would deviate from that, because you do still have to start over. Regardless of who's going to be the general manager, you do have to start over. So I wouldn't expect that Mike McDaniel is going to go away from, you know, playing, and let's just say go away from playing Tua, although, you know, I think if you get to 2-9, if you lose the last two, I would want to see if you have a bridge quarterback on the roster between Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. But You know, aside from that, I don't know how much lower that you can go. I wouldn't imagine they would bench Devon Achan to see what Jalen Wright can do. So I think they're pretty much at that point where they're trying to see what they have with young players.
I'm watching the game right now. It's up on NFL Network here in the studio. And I don't know if I've ever seen McDaniel look as exasperated all game long as he did on the sidelines last night. Like, and Crowder had mentioned the Ollie Gordon fight. Who's the running backs coach that he was?
Eric Studeville.
Yeah, Studeville. He got into it with him. Like, there's obviously some disarray there. I know you said, and we saw the reports, and you said Dave Hyde at the Sun Sentinel confirmed that McDaniel will be the head coach the rest of the season. Do you think there is a scenario, though, where he's not?
I would think there could be, because let's just say you get blown out in the next two games and you're a really ugly 2-9 at the bye. I think that we're already at the point where players have stopped listening to Mike McDaniel. You know, again, I think they'll always like Mike. I think they'll always respect Mike. But I think they tuned him out. You just see all these errors, repeated errors. And I'm talking to players in the locker room last night, guys that I trust, Alec Ingold and Aaron Brewer and Patrick Paul, and they're all talking about a lack of focus, that we need to focus and practice. It just sounds like they've tuned Mike McDaniel out. You see all these coverage busts and the turnovers and all of this kind of stuff, the penalties. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens around there, because I don't think that the players are really paying attention to Mike that much anymore.
And, Perk, I never thought I had to ask this question at this level of football, but I need a yes or no. I really do. Can Tua stand on the 50-yard line, throw the ball into the end zone?
I don't know. He took that dive last night. I don't know. I would think that he could. But, you know, really, it, to me, with Tua, it's what can you do without Tyreek Hill and Darren Waller in this Mike McDaniel offense? And Mike McDaniel, what is your offense about without Tyreek Hill? Because we're not seeing much. We didn't see much in training camp either. You remember Tyreek didn't do hardly anything in training camp. And it wasn't necessarily the dink and dunk offense they went to last year, but the threat of the big play was gone. Tua doesn't have a big arm. We all know that. But can he move this offense? Can this offense be creative without Tyreek? So far, to me, the answer is a resounding no. And Crowder, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Now I'm gonna say he can do that. I don't know if it'll go 51 yards or 52, but I'm gonna say it can go 50.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Download the Sun Sentinel app, and obviously there will be continuing Dolphins coverage. And oh, it's just Buffalo next on the schedule. That's all.
Right. 2-8 is inevitable, right? We write that down.
It's just Buffalo. I said going into last night's game, like, for Baltimore, this is a get right game, and it was. Well, Buffalo ain't a get-right game for the Dolphins, so it's just Buffalo. We'll do what we do. We'll read your coverage all weekend long, Perk. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, I'm going to pay my cell phone bill here and get some better hookup up here. All right,
see you, Perk.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Jimmy, would you agree with me that the Crackle Bar is a weak facsimile of the Crunch Bar?
I don't know what that is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.